WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hezbollah launched dozens of missiles toward Israel early today, including one aimed at Tel Aviv. The militant group saying its deepest strike into Israel yet was targeting the Mossad, which is Israel's equivalent of the CIA. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling ABC News this morning.
You've got a group in Hezbollah that's a designated terrorist organization. Back in 2000, Israel got out of southern Lebanon, which it had been occupying. All of these groups, including Hezbollah, were supposed to put down their weapons. Hezbollah didn't do it.
He says they continue working on a diplomatic solution to the fighting. For the first time in decades, China has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile. It was carrying a dummy warhead, and it landed in the Pacific. China claims it was part of a routine annual training exercise, but it hasn't fired an ICBM since 1980. Tropical storm Helene gaining strength as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico. More than 60 of Florida's coastal counties are now under a state of emergency. This is ABC News. Out this morning, a new report highlighting the security failures around the attempt on the life of former President Donald Trump at a rally this summer. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the findings from the Senate Homeland Security Committee.
The committee finds fault with the Secret Service planning before the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, and with the agency's lack of effective communication with other police agencies that day. Thomas Crooks was able to get off 8 shots before he was killed by snipers. One of them struck Trump in the right ear.
This comes after new charges against the man accused of pointing a gun toward the former president at his Florida golf course. Ryan Ruth has been indicted now on attempted assassination charges. Worries about the eyesight of children. A new study in the British Journal of Ophthalmology says short-sightedness among kids tripled from 1990 to 2023 to 1 in 3 kids worldwide. Researchers think COVID lockdowns may have played a little part, with kids spending more time on screens, less time outside. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. 6 award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth. With lip-smacking barbecue, you'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all 6 competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Law Library will have a new name. The state's high court and the director of state courts announced it'll be dedicated to Lavinia Goodell. She was Wisconsin's first woman to become a lawyer. In 1874, she overcame barriers to practice law and worked to open the doors to other women. Currently, the library is named after former conservative justice David Prosser. That was a controversial move in 2016, in part because Prosser put his hands on the neck of a fellow female justice and claimed self-defense. He was recommended to be found guilty of ethics violations, but justices recused themselves, so the charges went nowhere. Brett Favre revealed Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The revelation came while Favre was testifying in front of Congress over a controversy that started in 2020, where he was accused of misusing funds intended to help low-income families. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won 2 in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has picked up the offense quickly.
I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is I've never seen something like this.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. And former Packers quarterback Brett Favre said during a congressional hearing on welfare reform Tuesday that he has Parkinson's disease. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. The weekend, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will be live from Los Angeles, California. That's right, Los Angeles, getting ready for the Badgers versus USC all the rest of this week. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, worldwide, the Civic Media app. Todd, whose dogs are those?
Why did the dogs come up?
So those are the Shih Tzus that lay on the bed that vibrates. That's Mary's dogs.
Nice. Thank you, Mary. What do you pronounce those? Shih Tzus?
Shih Tzus.
Shih Tzus. Yeah. Shih Tzus.
Didn't think they were room service. Okay.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Where's Nicole Stockman? What is your official title at UWGB?
I am the Veteran Services Coordinator.
Perfect. You do a great job out there. I'll tell you what, you make the veterans feel like they've got a home out there, don't you?
Oh, I try my best. Yeah. Definitely. Yes. Yes. Because they have to go through a lot to receive those benefits that they're entitled to. And when they bring them to the university, you just want to make it a smooth and easy process for them.
So, Nicole, you've traveled a lot.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I have,
did you hear our discussion?
No, okay. No, I missed it.
So you've traveled, stayed in hotels, right?
How many countries all over have the world. You lived in?
I mean, how many countries have I lived in?
Or been to?
Been to about 23.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
23
of,
countries.
Right. I know. I'm getting to it. out of all these hotel stays, have you ever had room service called down and have them delivered up?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Everybody has, right?
Right. So my son, that's his favorite part. Like when we go anywhere, he's like, where?
Special.
Yeah. Can we just eat in bed?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Or, you know, sometimes just late night snack or something.
Yeah, whatever.
You go to those places where it's 24-hour room service. That's very dangerous for people like me, but it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And
right.
It's a
there
treat.
We go. Click, Todd.
We got a big survey going on here. I say most people have not ever ordered room service. I never have. I've never
really?
Heard.
Really?
No.
Look at the shock on her.
Yeah.
Here's a lady, 23 countries, all she's seen. Really?
That's well, you like, know, okay, can I tell you something? You and I probably stayed down the hall from each other.
Absolutely.
In hotels.
Yes. And I mean, we were in the hospitality room together eating.
Yeah.
But, they provided food.
That's what I mean. With GB, there was so much food all the time. You ate so well, there was no need to ever get room service. That's what I'm saying. And Nicole was a cheerleader during the, what's the word? The legendary
the
days
Dick
of
Bennett.
Dick Bennett
that,
days.
Right.
That's probably 20% of your travel.
What do you mean? In my life?
Yeah.
No, that's probably 80% of my travel.
And that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, I still think a lot of people have ordered room service. I think it's very convenient. I think it's...
Oh, yeah.
It and doesn't appear expensive. The pictures are great.
But it's really
right now, currently, it's 35% have, 65% have not.
Tell you what, and this counts too. Have you stayed at an all-inclusive?
Yeah. All Jamaica.
Right. Okay. They have 24-hour room service and it's free. You never ordered anything?
Swear. I swear. I've never have.
What?
Well, the only thing I've done is I've stolen the little ketchup bottle and the salt and pepper shaker off the trays of people that have on the hallway in the morning. That's all I'm
still,
being honest.
He still has that ketchup up in his tray now.
He loves that little Heinz bottle.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, when you're traveling and you've been on a plane for 7 or 8 hours and you're coming off and you check in your hotel and the last thing you want to, you're all dirty and grimy. The last thing you want to do is go sit next to someone in a restaurant.
And
you know,
take a shower, get all ready, get dressed up again. And
No.
Room service is so convenient. And you got the robes. I just want to eat. I don't want to talk to anybody.
No. Yeah. We use it all. We use the robes. We ordered the room service.
I used the robe one time. I did. That's true.
That came home with the ketchup.
In New York. It was right. Took the subway. Got up. That's when I went down for the Sopranos thing. I wanted to audition Sopranos.
You did. Yeah.
And got off at like 42nd Street and something else. And Holiday Inn, right downtown Manhattan. And it was a Saturday afternoon. And checked in, and the guy goes, hey, would you like, we had a cancellation, and it's beyond the time of whatever. Would you like the penthouse suite for the same price? Like, yeah. So they had robes in there, and then they had a room like a hospitality room. So I was Todd would be disgusted with this. So I'm wearing the robe around and going into that hospitality suite like 15 times and loading up with plates and bringing them back.
That's weird. You wore a robe into the hospitality suite?
Yeah.
Into the concierge lounge. You're up on the concierge floor.
Yeah.
And they have a room set up with free hors d'oeuvres and free drinks.
Yes.
And you walked in there with a bathrobe on.
All day long.
Okay, Rodney.
We wanted to make sure the slacks creases were correct.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't want to wrinkle my pants.
Hugh Hefner.
That would be right. Rodney Dangerfield, exactly. Hugh Hefner.
It was my smoking jacket.
Right. Right.
Yes, it was. So there. Wow. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Nicole, okay, you're doing a great job at UW Green Bay.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about your passion, though, for the military, the aspect of the military that you have lived and had lived for 25 years, 30 years.
Right.
What's it like it being, because I always try to talk about that, the spouses, male or female, you know?
It's both sides.
Ways,
yep.
Male or female, the life they live, people don't see. Describe that a little bit because your husband was a career Navy.
Yes, 30 years. Okay. Right. He was 30 years, retired a few years ago as a commander. But I think, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Yeah. I went in completely, you know, ignorance is bliss type of attitude. So I didn't have family or friends that were military, you know, didn't know anything about it. And he went in and I said, this is great. We're getting married, you know. And so then you learn really fast what the military life is about and what you have to do and what's entailed as a spouse. So it was a rude awakening for me, and it was sink or swim. So I learned really fast.
How many times did you move?
Oh my gosh. 9 or 10. Yeah. For sure.
I mean,
for sure.
Country to country and Japan and Germany.
Yes, 3 overseas moves. We did United States to Germany, Germany to Japan, and Japan back to the United States. Yeah. So
that's kind of too bad that you weren't schooled on that a little bit. This whole ignorance is bliss is not good for something like that.
Right. And it turns you, I mean, it makes you definitely a stronger, more independent person, but you really have to have your feet underneath you.
Well, and you have the DNA for that, but I think there's some people that could get kind of upset with their spouse, with the military, with the government. I didn't know what I was getting into. So do you offer that? Are you a 800 number that people can call and say, look, I'm thinking of getting into the military and being a spouse or being a partner?
Well, I do at the university, I do counsel on educational benefits. But, you know, as you're talking to students and, you know, their experiences and what they encounter, and I encounter a lot of spouses, a lot of children. And so we do have those conversations on, you know, everything that you go through from a mental health standpoint, you know, what you've experienced and where it's brought you to today.
But are there any classes or seminars or anything for spouses before deployment type? I know there's RFG, or family readiness group.
Yes. So FRG. Now, Dave, you know, this is when I was a spouse and I went in, they didn't have
right.
these classes, but now okay. they do. So the family readiness groups, they do educate spouses and children, especially when you're going from one country to another. You go through classes, they're 2 weeks long, you know, about the culture, what to expect, how to act, you know, to have that respectful interaction with a host country who's hosting our bases over there and you're living in their country. So, you know, they do have these classes now, so you know what to anticipate. And
hey, this UWGB veteran services that you offer, I mean, it's a lot of them are returning to education, right? They maybe haven't got their 4-year degree.
Correct.
And do they need to take remedial courses or can they just kind of get into it? And are they ready to go back to college?
Well, it's a mixed bag. So in some cases, no. We do have remedial classes that they do have to take, some remedial math or English, just to get them prepared
right.
for the college level classes.
Well, you want to be successful.
Absolutely. You know? So that's why we have those classes. So you're not putting them in a position where they're not going to succeed.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So we do have those.
That's cool. And with the returning, that's been a focal point for the university. I mean, that was started years ago, but, you know, I think Bruce Shepherd really. But you guys have really leaned into the veterans.
Big time.
Yes, absolutely. And we give them great support. So we have accessibility, disability. So if you have a veteran coming in and, you know, has PTSD, light sensitivity, headaches, has problems testing in small spaces with other people, we are there to accommodate and troubleshoot those issues with them so they do succeed in their academic.
Well, you know, even when we were just talking earlier about when I host veterans in Ted Thompson's private box, there were times when veterans come up to me and say, hey, would you mind if we keep the door open? Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little freaky being so enclosed. I mean, little things like that mm-hmm. that you don't see, and it's not some, these wounds aren't out and, you know, not wearing a bandage, but they've got these wounds inside, and those kind of things are very important, are they?
Yes, absolutely. So if you could have someone taking a test and, you know, they're supposed to be focused on this test and their mind is in a million different places, you know, starting to sweat, feel uncomfortable, and they can't concentrate on what they're doing because of all of these
inner anxieties.
Right, anxieties that, you know, have come from service-connected issues.
And, you know, you hear about something like that and you think, okay, this person, boy, they're really, you know, excuse me, they're off their rocker, blah, blah, blah. But they're not. It's like the most, it'd be like you and me sitting here talking, Jim, and all of a sudden you're like, I gotta open that door because I can't. You don't see it at all.
Yeah.
And I think one of the problems is some of these veterans do such a remarkably good job of hiding things.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? You would never even assume they've got an issue.
And what's nice about you, Nicole, is you take those barriers down. I mean, you're pretty easy to talk to. You've lived the life that a lot of them have lived.
You can relate.
And, right, you can relate to them. And that's really important because I think going back to college in and of itself is a little intimidating. Right?
Very intimidating.
And
yes. Yes.
Then you may have a couple other concerns and you alleviate that or you try.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the relatable part is very hard because when you're coming from service as a veteran or a spouse or a child, you know, they have a different life and you're coming back into essentially the civilian world and trying to acclimatize to what civilians have as a normal life. And that's extremely difficult for them to transition into that.
I've talked to a counselor one time and he said, truthfully, the nearest thing to it sometimes is somebody that's been in prison. Because, okay, you know what? You wake up at a certain time. They tell you when you're at breakfast. You know what? This is a certain time. It's so regimented that when you come out of that and you've lost that, that can be overwhelming.
Yes, yes. And they don't know how to manage their time. And
exactly.
They don't know how to handle the classes and the time, you know, organizational
maybe some
skills.
Decision-making, too,
yeah,
that
decision,
has to go into it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're with Nicole Stockman, UWGB Veteran Services. Talk about a big event you got coming up and some of the cool things that are happening at UWGB.
Yes, great.
And some of the cool things you got in room service.
Oh, wow. Back up this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1920.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We've got Nicole Stockman, UW Green Bay Veteran Services Office here with us. But this segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest up to 60 months with no money down in equal payments. Offer ends on the 31st. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today.
We love Pella. Nicole, we're talking at the break about how important it is for veterans to have, I don't want to call it special attention, but they are coming
support.
In with support.
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 Right.
That's what
right.
I was looking
right.
for.
Absolutely.
I just want to ask you, you know how you see on Person of the Week, they have these older veterans that come back. Do you have anybody that's come back a little bit older?
Oh, absolutely.
My students are all in there like. Probably, I don't know, 30s.
Yeah, so we have a lot of non-traditional students, as you know, that bracket is called. And it ranges anywhere from, you know, late 20s to, I mean, I have some students that are in their 70s.
Wow!
I think those are great stories.
Yes.
I really do.
I love it.
It's
love
good
it.
For the family to see grandpa or whatever. Did dad get that degree? And you're very supportive of that. My point I want to make is you're never too old or to go to and go back to college and finish your degree.
No, you're not. And, you know, in a lot of cases, these benefits will cover undergraduate work, graduate work, or doctoral work. So, you know, if somebody got their bachelor's, you know, in the traditional way where they come out of service, they go back, they get their undergraduate, and they wait a while, and then they still have benefit, they can always come back and pursue their graduate or their doctoral later in life. So,
wow.
Yeah, so it depends on the path that each person takes. You know, everybody, you know, has a different life and the way they pursue things. But non-traditional is very common. In fact, it's a majority, I would think, of my students.
Well, you know, another cool thing, though, too, and Jim was talking about the support aspect of it, even like with your lounge and the different places where veterans can just, I'm a firm believer that vet on vet sometimes is the best therapy or counseling or whatever you want to call it that you can find, and putting them in a situation like that where they're all in school together, they're all in classes, but they all share a lot of the common aspects of being in the military.
Right, right. Where they come off of service and they're going back to school and coming from that very organized,
regimented, yeah.
Right. And then they're coming in, they're doing their own time management, their own organization. You know, they have to figure things out. And when they're sitting next to someone who hasn't served or hasn't had those same experiences, they don't find anyone to relate to.
Exactly.
So having that veteran lounge gives them a place to go where they can meet other people who have served or, you know, are the spouse or child of a veteran who can relate to them and have lived that lifestyle, because it's very hard for them to find in the civilian world coming back into
school. Even having somebody like you that's spent 30 years as a military spouse,
yes,
and all the different traveling you had to do and all the, you know, the deployments where the husband's gone for what, 6 months at a time or whatever.
Right. Well, I mean, and the workups, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have these deployments. I mean, you know, we did at least 5 deployments during James's service. And then these workups that add on to that, where they're gone for, you know, 3 weeks here, they're back for a week, they're gone for 3 weeks. They don't count as deployments, but it all factors into that time away and that separation.
So you have an event coming up to, I guess, is promote the right word or to honor the people? What do you have? And I know the Chancellor's way really big into the veterans. Sort of,
right, GB. Very supportive. Yes, Chancellor Alexander does a really good job of recognizing our students. And that's what we do with the Chancellor's reception. It's on November 13th, and we recognize our new incoming students under military benefit, our graduating students, and then our students that are under they're under scholarship, vet scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have donors from the community that support those scholarships, so we recognize them as well.
That's a great event, and you've been doing that for some time, and it's growing, and you
who's hosting it?
Oh my gosh, I have the best MC.
Okay,
his name is John Minow.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Mm-hmm. You found somebody?
Yeah.
Sorry, couldn't
we
make
got
it.
This guy.
You know, so great. I'm so excited to have you.
You know, I will say this, though, too. We had Grant in here, Soleski from the Wisconsin National Guard.
Oh,
his recruiter. Great guy.
You know, Grant. I met Grant.
Great freshman.
Good guy.
Yeah. And he was explaining the educational benefits for being in the service these days. Magnificent.
Really great.
Really great.
I mean, great. And so well-deserved, you know, for that time in service and what our military members do. I mean, it's well-deserved. I love it.
And I'll tell you what, there's no reason not to go back. Because if you had any hankering to go back to school, if you're a military veteran these days,
yes,
the benefits, you got to check it out.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And not only for veterans, active duty and military spouses and children, between the state and the federal benefits, they're just amazing.
But you've got to want to go back. I mean, it's not like getting into that mindset of a student and learning is different than...
I'll be honest with you. I know lots of guys. I may have a brother that had done this too. They, you know, working full-time jobs, and they would go take classes just so they could get the GI Bill money. Because then it didn't just pay for school. You also got paid basically for going to school. So they go take some night classes just to take that extra check.
Right. And it is a magnificent... It depends on the benefit, but yes, you can get a stipend with it. Yes. But I encourage students to, you know, really try and gauge where they're at, especially with that mentality of coming back. Do you want to go full time? Do you want to go part time?
Yeah.
What can you handle right now to make you successful in your academic career? Because you don't want to go 18 credits and then all of a sudden you're sinking, you know, and you can't handle it. So those are conversations that we have, and that's where the support comes in as far as guidance goes.
And I like having veterans, people in my, as students, they offer a different perspective, you know, because there's a lot of class discussion.
They've been out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of class discussion, and actually they get graded on class discussion at TC. I'm sure they do at GB too. But they really add a different perspective. That's like, really? And it can be international things, and you know, we're pretty much business, which I think is got a lot of similarities around the world, and we talk a lot about that. But where was your best customer service? Where was your worst? You know, what was best management? And it's pretty cool to have that input. So other students, my point is that to come into classes, you're appreciated.
Oh, they really add something.
Well, yeah, and you know, they I've had students come to me and say, you know, they have anxiety over that though, where they come into class and they're like, what can I contribute? And when I, you know, you think about all the governments they've experienced, the countries, the cultures, the people, the leadership skills, the organizational skills through through their service.
Awesome.
You just have to let them know they're going to be amazing.
Nicole Stockman, thank you so very much. UW Green Bay Veterans Service.
Thank you for having me.
You're doing a great job. And you know what? Thanks for serving our country in the capacity you did. And I mean that sincerely.
Yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. You're very welcome. We got to send our quick break. Ben and Deanna Malka, our Bay Area Realty in the house.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A lot of farmers and agribusiness folks from across the United States have spent time and money traveling to Washington, D.C., imploring their leadership to try to get them a new farm bill. Some come home demoralized. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One of those demoralized farmers comes from Oklahoma. He's a member of the American Farmers and Ranchers of Oklahoma group. His name, Scott Bluebaugh. He said he went as a part of the National Farmers Union legislative fly-in, and he says he wishes that it would have been more productive.
You know, our farm bill expired about a year ago. Very, very little progress has been made since that time in getting this farm bill done. And so there's big holes in the farm safety net right now, and we really need to get this done. But I will tell you, from all of my visits up on Capitol Hill and with the administration, I'm not very hopeful. Matter of fact, this is the most demoralizing visit I've had up there on Capitol Hill.
That's Oklahoma farmer Scott Bluebaugh after a fresh trip to Washington, D.C. He said what he observed is that people in D.C. are so entrenched, no one will give an inch on either side of the issue. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning, red ink. More details on the way.
Pam Yonke and Compeer Financial will cover World Dairy Expo at 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, October 2nd. Compeer is dedicated to agriculture and rural America, offering financial services throughout 141 counties in the Midwest. Visit compeer.com.
Pam continues her World Dairy Expo coverage with BioVet on Wednesday, October 2nd at 1:30 p.m. at booth 1503 in the Exhibition Hall. BioVet offers trusted animal health solutions, including supplements. Stop by or visit bio-vet.com to learn more.
Whether you're in the market to buy or sell, count on Steffes Group for any and all of your equipment this harvest season. Thinking about retirement or a career change? Steffes Group can support your next steps with reliable auction services. Visit steffesgroup.com today to see a full list of upcoming auctions in your area or nationwide, or to contact your local representative. That's steffesgroup.com.
Tough day on dairy yesterday in Chicago. The barrel cheese dropped 4.5 cents to 254.5. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny at 219. Double A butter on Tuesday down 4 cents to 290 a pound. Now this morning, the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 6, currently at 23.34 a hundredweight. December corn's down 2 at 409. November beans down 7 at 10.35. Currently, December wheat's down 3. $5.75 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Wednesday trade session. Remember, more food news whenever you need it at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. The weekend, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app. Special thanks to Nicole Stuckman, UW Green Bay Veteran Service Officer, for coming in and talking about the great things going out there for veterans. Right now, Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, in the house, and I warned you, you know, because we've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah.
The interest rate thing.
Yeah.
Will that come into play? You know, now that the Fed dropped the other thing and the interest rates follow, yada, yada, yada. Into play locally?
We hope so.
Okay.
I can't imagine that it's not, honestly, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it to bring everybody up to speed, last week, the Fed, you know, they dropped the interest rate by 0.5. A lot of people speculated that it was going to be 0.25, so this was a little bit bigger than everybody was anticipating. But, of course, the intent is to incentivize people to get out there and spend.
And purchase, yeah.
And spend a little bit.
Problem is there still isn't a lot of stuff to spend it on, right?
Right.
Well, not in our area, yeah. I mean, it's inventory is tight. I ran a list just yesterday on homes that are available on the west side under 300,000. So, you know, first time, you know,
sure,
home buyer homes, 8 without an
total
offer. In the zip code of 54303 where we are, where our office is.
8.
Isn't that
8.
Crazy?
That's 8. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, you know, we hope that, you know, and kind of the forecast for the future too, that they kind of gave, and we hope that gets people kind of motivated. I think everybody's sitting back,
finally there's something positive.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
That's
yeah.
all I'm saying is I don't care how big it is, but finally some good news for buyers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're moving in the right direction.
That's good. And you know, you're talking about those 8 when you go through. It's like, okay, 2 are going to be kind of dogs.
Yep.
Another one is a bad neighborhood or something where you can't talk about it. But I'm just saying it's when you've got a buyer on the line and you're trying to find those things that gets reduced real quick.
Yeah, that was everything under 300,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And nothing for multifamilies in that area.
Unbelievable.
But a $300,000 house, and I know the
average
is actually...
Which is kind of scary now that you're saying that's a... First-time home buyers.
Yeah,
I know.
The
average is a little bit higher. But the interest rate, your payments could range, depending on the interest rate, from $1,700 to $2,700. You could be paying $1,000 in just interest because of the fluctuation in just in the last few years on interest rates. So I think it's – I don't think people should get greedy. I mean, look, I think it's okay now. It's not – you know, the good old days, but then again, it's not the bad old days either, right? I mean, you guys are a little bit younger than Johnny and I, but, you know, we remember interest rates significantly higher.
Yeah, our first home was over 8.
I don't know that I would wait around, you know? I mean, we talked last week about, you know, rent is expensive, $1,500, $1,600, $1,700 for some of these two-bedroom places, and you're not getting any equity.
No equity.
Whereas if you get into a house, maybe it's not the house, but it's a house.
Yeah.
And you can always upgrade. I mean, I don't know how many houses you've lived in. You don't have to tell me that. But you know, we've moved, I think, 4 times. I mean, we're not going to move again. But it took us – there's no way we could have afforded our house we have now.
Yeah.
But it was building a little bit of equity here, next. And that's a good old-fashioned rule.
Yep.
and it works. Americana.
And it works.
Yeah, it
But
really
to get
is.
In, it, you know, like I said, my first house was 67,000, not 300,000. So it's like
mine was 68.
Yeah. I think ours was 75.
Okay.
75.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're younger than us. Yeah. But it is, it's crazy. And even that house today, we go by there and we're like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, there's no way we could have afforded that house when we were first married, you know. But
yeah, you got to work up to it.
But I think these interest rates are, I don't know, competitive, I guess. I can't find the right word.
Yeah, you know, they're getting good. You know, the thing is that so many people, and this runs across the board, no matter what kind of, you know, home you live in, whether it's, you know, 200,000 or 600,000, so many people are sitting on a low interest rate right now. They're sitting at, you know, somewhere between 2 and 3 or just over 3 because they either purchased or they refinanced back then.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And one thing that came up in our lunch and learn that we had with a lender last week is they had taken a poll, and granted this is, you know, United States wide, so it's not just our area, but what is that interest rate that would make you move from where you are right now? And I think across the board it was 5.25,
yes,
if I remember right.
Yes.
It was in the lower 5. So not bad.
That's not impossible.
They need to realize that, you know, home prices for the most part are always going to tick up. Mortgage rate fluctuates, so you can always refinance when it goes down, like so many people did in 2021.
Right. No question.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of a joke, but you know, people say in the real estate industry, you know, marry your house, date your mortgage rate.
Yeah.
You know,
say that again. Say that again.
Marry your home, date your mortgage rate.
Ah, yes. I like that. Yeah. I've never heard that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
But again, what's it going to take to get inventory going? Like you said, people, if they've got a really phenomenal rate, they're not going to move. They're not going to whatever. They're just going to hunker down. And I know I harped on this last week when you guys were here. I still can't figure out why builders, I mean, you got all this land. Like I was on GV a couple of days ago.
Sure.
Where I used to live. And it's like, all this land out here. Yeah. I know a lot of it's for sale. It's a wonderful area in Ledgeview. Why aren't builders building? Is the cost of lumber too high? Is the supply chain still bad?
They talked about that a little bit in our meeting last week, too. And something that was brought up that I didn't realize, and maybe you did, I don't know. But
tell me again, and I'll realize.
Yeah, you can say, I knew that.
I was paying attention.
That's how our conversations go. But so many, with everything that's kind of happened lately, so many builders, from at least what we were told, and granted, I don't know firsthand, they've kind of stopped with the loan process in taking out loans to do their development, and they've been doing it with their own cash.
Right. Okay.
And so that is really limiting then what they can build. So instead of maybe starting a whole area and starting 10 homes because they've got this development loan, they now have, they're using their cash and they have enough to build maybe 2.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know, so, and I don't know if there's what truth there is to that. Okay. It's just what we heard in a meeting.
We'll take it as
truth.
We'll
take it. Yeah. I think
somebody
it sounds
said
good.
It. An expert said it.
And again,
they were from out of town.
That thing about shortage of labor is bunk, because I have personally
in
this show.
I know.
You guys have witnesses.
Heard. I know.
I'm throwing myself out there as a laborer for a home builder.
I can't believe the calls aren't coming in.
Yeah, it's not like it's fine print, but there's a shortage of quality labor.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
And that's why these apprentice programs and NWTC, those are good programs.
They truly are.
I can carry 2x4s, Jim.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We have machines that do that now. We have machines.
I'm just saying.
And I see you walking.
You see me walking?
I see you walking. Yeah. I was sitting in my office the other day on Walnut and saw you coming by.
Thank you very much.
Well, barely. He was moving so fast.
Yeah, I know.
Did you hear my story this morning?
No.
So, a couple of days ago, I'm walking on the trail, and I hear somebody talking behind me. I hear people talking. I said, okay, you know, kind of whatever. And it was just this one woman. She was talking on the phone with her earbuds. I don't know how that works.
I know, right?
I don't know how people can talk on the phone through their earbuds. I don't understand that, okay?
Yeah.
But anyway, so she's gabbing, and just kind of blows right by me. Okay, walking. Well, it's okay. You know, you get into a conversation. So, yesterday, I'm on the trail, and I'm walking, and I feel like I'm doing a pretty good pace.
Okay? Yeah.
And I hear a lady talking and laughing or whatever. And she says, coming up on the left, which nobody does. Bike riders never do.
Never, ever give
you a warning. But anyway, so it's her and her daughter. And her daughter's on a bike. But not a pedal bike. Kind of you just use your feet.
Yeah.
Sure. And they blew by me. The guy even asked, how old's your daughter? She says, 4 years old. blew by me. Yeah. She's on a bike just using her feet to pedal with.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that make me feel?
Yeah. Her little Flintstones bicycle.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell you that the very first time that I ran the Bellin, I thought I was doing fantastic. You know, I was so proud of myself. We're coming around that turn on Webster going down green.
Sure.
And a gentleman who I'm going to guess was probably his last Bellin blew by me with an oxygen tank on. Clearly, not doing
that
very well.
Yes. Yeah. That's the story.
I don't feel as bad.
Yeah.
That the little kid did not have an oxygen tank on.
You just need to have somebody put it in perspective for you.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. You,
toddlers have a lot of energy.
Did you do it under an hour?
That year, no. No, okay. I think I was about an hour 10 or something. I was so
proud. I had been asked through the Bellin 100 times, and I never would do it. You know why? Because I didn't want my name in the paper for being like over an hour. I'm not lying.
But see, you know
an hour is, that's respectable.
It
an
is.
Hour.
You know, as your age group ticks up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that number doesn't look so bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Go right up there.
What did you do with it?
That, I just running in, run the Bellin a bunch of times too, but my doctor was running next to me and he was older.
Yeah.
I worked at KI and he was our team doctor or whatever. And I just wanted to beat him.
Yeah.
I did not want to go sit down in front of him. And I did, but
you
not
did,
by
good for you.
But not by much. I'm telling you, maybe 30 seconds.
I know.
So
sometimes that motivation is all you need.
But I'm glad they went with the different heats now because everybody ran it within a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people ran it between 55 and 65 minutes.
Yep.
That hour thing is always everybody's personal goal.
Yeah.
Which is a great goal, too, by the way.
Yeah.
But
there was
then that whole thing, then they wanted you to run your age.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting easier for me now.
I know.
Yeah, 65 now.
Right? What do you mean? Oh, minutes. Oh, yeah.
When you're 40, that's pretty good clip.
Yeah.
There was one year, Deanna and I, they ran out of the regular bibs. So Deanna and I each got an elite bib.
Which is hilarious. Which,
just walking around.
Yeah. Is that framed or the pictures coming across?
I know. That was swagger. Humiliating when you come across the line at like 58 minutes.
Right. Ben's walking around with a spray bottle.
One of those silver jackets or blankets.
Those are awesome.
Those are cool.
You fake injuries. I think
what are those things, by the way? Those blankets that they give you. What are those?
They're awesome.
Yeah. I think they help cool you off bit, you know. Yeah.
I've never had to utilize one.
I know. But
again, it was for the photo.
Photo op. Yep. They'll be hanging in the office then.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I think that was the only bib that we kept. Was
I think that's neat you guys did that, though.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that's awesome.
You know, it's fun. Yeah, we don't do it anymore. But
no.
Well, you're
no.
But you're very community minded. I mean, the two of you. And
people
know
that.
You're involved
like
in a lot of stuff living down here. Yeah. And you have different events, right? Kentucky Derby, we talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
There's some pretty cool things. So that's all important. A good realtor, I think, does more than help you buy and sell houses. They're involved in the community.
You know, and to be honest with you, kind of a fun thing about our office is we just hired a staff member who their whole job, and they have a lot of different things that they're going to take care of for us, but one of them is our community outreach, just because we aren't doing it as much as we really wanted to.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Anywhere we can help you in that.
Oh, there's plenty.
There's plenty to do.
Well, I know there's
so much out there, and we really want to make an impact on our community around
us. That's fantastic.
So, that's great.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. So we're kind of refocusing and getting, you know, all of our agents kind of refocused into the community around us.
I think that's so important.
And I think you'll find people, there's a lot of community-minded people in our community. And if someone is involved, I would prefer to do business with them.
Yeah.
I mean, given, obviously the obvious, but, you know, I think that means a lot to people like us who are going to live here the rest of our lives. It's these people give back.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we bank at a bank that is very, very giving and we shop at a grocery store that's very, very giving. And I don't know, does it cost a little bit
more?
I'm not sure.
I bought the best smoked oysters from the Dollar Tree.
Expired in 89.
Yeah, and you're here to talk about it. That's awesome.
Okay, we're going to blow you guys off because Joe Cerugi is right out the window. And he's got bags of candy for us.
No way.
Right. No,
gosh.
We're just kidding. But
that would have. We were supposed to bring Todd some breakfast beer today, and we totally forgot.
Breakfast beer?
Yeah, it was from a conversation last week.
What's breakfast beer?
Well, it's not really, but you guys always have just the craziest things for breakfast.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're like, we'll bring you some beer.
We should bring some limoncello in here in the morning.
Yeah, we
too, for the other side of the glass.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Definitely. But to answer your question about what will it take, consumer confidence. We really, and I think that's across the board for getting homes on the market, buyers buying, people buying and traveling and spending money is some confidence in our economy.
Oh, the whole economy.
Yeah, yeah, the whole
just
economy. The,
not just the real estate industry.
Everything. Okay. I think it goes across the board. So,
yeah. It's a state of mind.
It is.
Do you think everybody is waiting for the election?
I think that there's a fair number of people who are doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. This is just such to see a what weird happens. Year.
Yeah.
This is like no other. And I think the election has a, you know, it always has a little bit of an effect, but, you know, not like this year.
And people put way too much stock in that.
I mean, I think
like,
so
we're going to have a president. You can't ruin it in 4 years. You're not going to make it, you know, unbelievably great in 4 years either. It's 4 years that goes very, very fast. Yeah. And there's so much things that aren't even related to the economy that they got to do, all this diplomatic stuff. So I don't know. I don't think it's worth waiting. I think you should be interested in what's going on locally here and look at some of the things that are happening and, you know, pull the trigger. And I guess I think people have to understand it's not the house you might want the rest of your life, but you got to get started and you got to get in the game. And
absolutely.
If you can help them do that,
absolutely.
All right. Especially for chocolate.
Yeah.
Ben and Deanna Malachor back right after this. Movie with a suitcase.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little TLC is about to go a long way for a boardwalk bridging Kaukauna to the Fox River. The Nelson Family Fund giving the city a $240,000 grant. It will be used to replace more than 2,700 feet of the 1,000 Islands Environmental Center boardwalk. And there's a lot of work planned.
The replacement of the boardwalk itself, it's aging, we have sagging spots. But what that will do is it's going to shore it up. It's going to raise the entire boardwalk up off the ground level.
That's the center naturalist Brad Garrity. They call the area a beautiful destination, and with these upgrades, it will also be safer and more accessible to all by early next year. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship.
This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax.
Why would you name a toilet that?
Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
All right, time to do it right now. Time to text in to win with the green. Go for the green or gold. Text to win contest with Civic Media. And standing by with this hour's keyword is John Mino and Jim Schmidt. What do you got there, guys?
Hey, welcome back. It's time for a Go for the Green or Gold text to win contest on WGBW and WISS. It's your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans in Green Bay on December 23rd.
All right, so this hour's keyword is radio, R-A-D-I-O. That's radio. Download the Civic Media app. Find our station and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword for your chance to win this statewide contest.
So yesterday we saw some numbers from some of the other morning show guys. You got to get to work on this.
Is that what you sent us?
Yeah, you got some work to do.
We need
everybody right now to download that Civic Media app. Let's download the Civic Media app
and choose your station, WGBW or WISS, and text in the word radio right now for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Next chance to play coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane and Greg on Matt and Air on Air. Good luck from Mino and the Mayor.
All right, so I want to underscore what Todd said. So yesterday, you don't read your emails, but Todd sent us how we're doing in terms of people, because we have a word, and then our competitors have a word, too.
Okay.
And our word wasn't number one.
He was not number one. I will just say this. John and Gordy down in Madison, you know those guys, right? We hung with them. They're beating your pants.
They are.
Off.
Oh, they are.
Time. Who comes up with these keywords?
Corporate.
Corporate.
Yeah.
Corporate.
You know, somebody down south.
You mean as far as, in fact, their listeners are doing a lot more?
Okay. They've got a lot more listeners texting in their keyword than we do texting in our keyword.
Wow. And how does that make you feel, listeners? Not good. It shouldn't make you feel good.
I don't know if it's
you
a listener.
You should feel shame.
Did make
you're on notice.
Yeah.
You should feel shame.
Did not make me feel too good. So just, it doesn't take much, right? You just download the app. It's so easy. Hit the little text button, lower right-hand corner, and just text in the word radio.
People, do it for us.
Can they do it like 10 times?
They can do it. It only registers once they do it. They have until 8 o'clock to do it, and it's either cash or jewelry, and then, of course, the grand prize to go to, the game
Packer
on December 23rd.
What's wrong with you people?
Come on. Wow. Radio. Radio.
Come on.
Move up the numbers.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, it's
unbelievable.
Nice. Right. What game is that, by the way?
Saints.
23rd.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. Yeah.
Nice. Indoor.
Day before Christmas Eve, which is phenomenal.
They're indoor seats?
Oh, yes. No. Club seats.
Club seats.
They're indoor.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Club level seats. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Ooh. Kids are going to be home?
Yeah.
From school?
Come on, people.
Leave the kids at home and go by yourself.
You could win them.
Don't waste those club seats on your kids.
That's right.
I can't believe I'm hearing this from you guys. We're all parents. I would win the tickets and give them to my kids.
Did you see the article, though? Tickets are pretty cheap right now for games.
Yeah. Really?
There's a lot of games that are very, very reasonable on the secondary market, as they say.
Oh, nice.
I'm surprised. What?
Read the paper this morning.
Ticket prices hold steady for home games at Lambeau.
Okay, so this is what we're looking at.
Okay, I just read one that said just the opposite. There's some really good bargains you can have out there.
Who's the writer?
Mino is the writer.
Because he wants some tickets.
I'm trying to buy some.
Just for the Saints game, the face price is, $132, $175, and the average cost is $268.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, I'm wrong. Way to point that out, Jim.
Well, okay, John, you're right. Tickets are just a bargain right now.
He's got a guy.
I think that's great that they're holding
Todd,
in.
You saw the movie Clerks, right?
I did.
Remember when the lady was trying to rent it? Did you guys see Clerks? When the guy was trying to rent the VHS tape? She goes, how's this movie? Oh, it sucks. And she goes, you didn't even see it, did you? And she goes, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, it must feel great pointing out the shortcomings of others. And that's what you did. That's what you just did. Pointing out the shortcomings of others.
Number one. Thanks, pointing out the shortcomings of others.
Wow.
Jim Schmitz.
Must be exhilarating. That's what he said. Must be exhilarating. He goes, it must feel good. What feels good? Yeah. It must be exhilarating to point out the shortcomings of others.
That's not what I was doing.
Yeah, you were.
No, I was.
You just embarrassed me in front of my friends.
No, I'm sensitive to the community, and you said, gee, ticket prices are falling. I'm like, no, we're holding our own. We're actually high.
Okay.
So I'm very
that would be shocking.
If somebody would say anything about you guys, I would. Right. I would.
Even though you pretty much rip the community more than any person rips the community.
I rip the park
on a regular basis.
This is going
untrue.
Whoa.
Get between them, D. Get between them.
That's so untrue.
Malker, you got your money's worth today, didn't you?
No, John. I can't let that go.
Okay.
I love community more than anybody.
Look at his mug. It says breakfast beer on it.
Yes, breakfast beer.
Yeah. Oh, look it. And you asked why I said breakfast beer.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Yeah.
I've never heard of breakfast beer.
Is that Todd?
Somebody brought that in as a gift for you.
I like that.
Nice.
Well, I liked it a lot.
I think we need to get you two in a sumo suit.
Yeah.
And you guys need to just.
Oh, God.
Isn't there something, though, Todd? I think this is a Southern thing. Like beer and tomato juice? Or orange juice?
Tomato juice.
It's called a red eye.
What do you mean, Southern thing? You just go to any place in Green Bay and get that.
I didn't know that.
When the Holiday Inn was here,
yes.
right over here, and then I used to go there pretty often for breakfast, and there's these four old ladies. This is like 8:30, and just big old beers with that tomato sauce.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God, I hope I'm one of them someday.
Yeah.
What a great life.
Why the Holiday Inn have to close?
Yeah. I can't let John get away with me. I love this city more than anything. There are a couple things that I do. I'm critical of the parking utility.
Sure.
Which,
yeah.
And
sure.
I'm seeing the mayor tomorrow at 9:30, and I think it's too noisy of a city. Other than that, I love Green Bay.
I agree with you in regards to the noise. It's just a bit much.
We had a guy here. We had a guy here last week. Right. And he does audiobooks.
So he's a reader for books. And
sure.
He can tell in the Bellin story.
He had to move. He had to leave. Because it's so noisy downtown.
So he moved out. He moved out to the west side. He goes, look, I just can't.
Couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. The traffic noise is a little crazy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's noise drag ordinance. Racing. It's not just. It's drag racing.
Yeah, it is drag bridges, racing.
Over there, right by your place. When I walk that stretch, people drag. There's cars got to go 95, 100 miles an hour.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway,
Right, we won't charge you for this one. This
you guys are awesome. Yeah, this is a freebie. Bay Area,
no doubt.
Benetton and Alcor. Check them out. They're the best in the business. Back with Joe Cerugi after this.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild in studio. President Biden addresses the UN General Assembly and Nebraska playing games with the Electoral College. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 600 dead so far, and nearly half a million could be dead.